You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Layla is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Jay. So let's see if we can help her out. Layla, before we talk about your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Jay?
I think at this point it's been about 2 weeks. We're past the time of like somebody getting back with you after a first date. You know what I mean?
Obvious ghosting.
Yes, 100%.
What was the last interaction you guys had?
Just like the end of the date. So we went to Topgolf, had nachos, and then I invited him over because I live really close to the Topgolf, and we kind of hooked up, and then he left in the morning, and your regular like, oh my God, yeah, we'll text, and I can't wait to see you again, and then he has not spoken to me since.
Okay, so you obviously liked him because you hooked up with him, but tell us a little bit more about the date to see if we can see if there's something there that pops that gives us an idea about why.
Definitely. I mean, the date was, I think, pretty great and like pretty seamless. I mean, I feel like I've been on a bunch of first dates that haven't gone anywhere. So I'm just like really excited to go out with someone I could actually talk to. And I feel like we had such a good time and so much chemistry. You guys, Jay is very, very hot. And it's so exciting. I honestly like couldn't believe that someone that like looks that good is also so smart. The date was great. I mean, I feel like, you know, he helped me with my swing a little bit, and we talked a lot about traveling. He's been to all these different places. He was just telling me about his recent trip to Spain. Ooh. And I haven't had as much of an opportunity to travel just because I, you know, have been working and put myself through school and all of that. So yeah, it was really awesome. I actually think it's pretty unbelievable that he didn't call me back.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's a fair stance to take. Yeah. I mean, how was the hookup?
It was great. I mean, like, you know, first times are always like a little weird. Like, it's so rare that if you like hook up with somebody for the first time, it's like mind blowing. But it was so good. Like, I just felt like we were in sync. And honestly, when he left, I was like, he's obsessed with me. Honestly, that might have not been the case. So
is there any reason why you think he may not be hitting you back?
I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't want anything serious. Just kind of an F boy. Like maybe just your proverbial hit it and quit it kind of thing.
Maybe. The way you described him, he doesn't sound like that type of dude, right?
Because that would be a lot of work just to get that.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about each other's families and he kind of like gave me I don't know. I feel like we talked about stuff that you don't usually talk about. On a first date, I guess.
Okay. And you have no idea why?
I would be grasping at straws. I don't know. Maybe like, I guess my apartment was pretty messy. I don't know if that, I mean, not, I, it wasn't like extraordinarily messy. I'm certainly not like the cleanest person ever, but
we have had first date follow-ups where that was a problem. So maybe that is it.
I mean, some people are just a little bit more, you know, uptight about that.
All right. Well, yeah. we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure out why you're getting ghosted, and then also see if we can get you another date if you still want one when you find out why, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Layla is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's not getting a call back from a dude named Jay, and we're about to call him and see if we can get him to tell us why she's getting ghosted and maybe get her another date. But first, Layla, before we call Jay, refresh everybody's memory about your date.
Jay and I went to Topgolf, and we had nachos, and then drinks, had an amazing time, and then we went over to my place and hooked up. And then, yeah, I mean, I thought it was really amazing. He helped me with my swing. It was very cute. And then I heard all about his travels, everywhere he went, and talked a little bit about my life, too. So I genuinely think we had an amazing connection. And I guess I'm confused. And the only reason I can think that he maybe is not interested is because my apartment was messy and there was, like, clothes all over the place. But I want him to know that I'm not actually, like, really messy.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We're going to call him right now. And then see if he'll tell us and maybe get you another date if you still want one. Okay, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jay, please?
Yeah, this is Jay. Who's this?
Jay, what's up, man? How are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jay. My name's Nina. I also do that.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Jay, you recently went out on a date with somebody and they emailed us because they want to know why you're ghosting them.
Oh, okay. I think I have a pretty good idea who that might be.
You want to take a guess? Go for it.
I'm guessing it's the lovely Layla.
Okay, well, that was a compliment, the lovely Layla. Yeah. What's the deal?
Oh, my God. All right. All right, I guess we're doing this, huh?
Yep. Can you tell us why you're ghosting her?
All right. What's the best way to say this? She's great. She's hot. She's funny. I just don't know that she's cultured enough for me, for what I'm looking for in a partner. I don't really, like, I don't know how to say this, like, nicely, but I need somebody that will challenge me cerebrally, and I'm just not sure that she's there, that we're at that same level mentally. I want a certain level.
Are you calling her dumb?
Yeah. I'm not calling her dumb. I just don't know that her and I have had the same deep thinking. It just didn't seem like her and I were mentally compatible, certainly physically compatible. She just, what's the best way to say you want somebody a little more intelligent as a partner without making it sound mean? I guess that's what I'm getting at.
I don't know if there's any way to not make that sound mean.
No.
I know. When you say it, it sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Telling her that would be mean.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been a move. But ghosting also, you know, is not the easiest way to go about this either, but.
So that was it. That was the reason why, you know, the date was fun. Certainly the hookup was fun. We hooked up at her place. But I just, through our conversations that we had, it just didn't seem like there was going to be that sort of mental cerebral connection that I'm looking for.
You can tell after one date?
Usually. I mean, when you spend an entire night and the night literally with somebody, you get a pretty good vibe of how they tick.
Did she say anything that was not intelligent? Like, that made you think she was dumb? Oh, like what you're basically saying. Sorry.
Most of the conversation was just very surface level. Like, you know, do you have any siblings? Do you have any siblings? Oh, what did your family, you know, what did your parents do growing up? Where did you, just all that simple stuff. It didn't get any deeper than that. I started talking about my travels and experiences. She didn't really have anything to add to that. And so I thought that was just kind of where it was going to be conversationally.
Well, but you know what? That might not be a smarts thing. That might be a financial thing.
I guess you got a point there. I didn't think about that at the time. It just didn't seem like we were on the same wavelength as far as challenging ourselves mentally.
Hey, Jay, I have a question for you. You're a smart guy. Do you remember one, I guess, glaring thing about these first date follow-ups that you might be not thinking about right now?
Yeah, now that you say that, usually you have the other person listening on the other line.
Yes.
You are smart.
You are. Good job. Layla's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Hi.
Hi. Not awkward at all. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. Just as a disclaimer, so I literally have a master's degree in business. That never came up. So just as a little,
seriously?
Like, throwing in. So just to throw that out there, and I,
well, that didn't come up at Top Golf.
Well, because we were flirting insanely and talking about whatever else was occurring to us. Like, I thought I, you know, talked about my family. We were just kind of like first dating stuff. Like, we were just talking about day one, the basics, and then sleeping together, whatever. We can forget about that, but I don't think we ever even got a chance to, like, honestly, this is totally fine, but he did talk a lot about himself, you know, and that is, I didn't really get that many opportunities to actually speak about myself very much. So there's that, maybe just something to consider for future dates. But yeah, I mean, like, we just talked about surface stuff and I thought you were kind of intrigued, but I kind of now think you're a snob. Like, the reason I haven't traveled is because I had to put myself through school and had to work full time in order to pay for my own tuition. So, yeah.
Well, that was a mic drop.
Yeah.
Well, I feel about this tall right now. So, yes, having heard you say that, I can absolutely see how I came off as a snob. And I do apologize if I didn't give you enough time to talk about yourself. And it is very impressive that you have your master's. That's really awesome, actually.
Jay's on that back pedal real quick.
Right? Yeah, I'm on the spot here, and man, I feel bad now. I really do.
Who talks about their full education? I'm not going to, like, sit there and brag about my master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
on a first date. Like, I feel like that's not necessarily something I would say unless somebody asks me point blank.
Yeah, and that probably should be a question of yours when you date, Jay. If you if you put a lot of stock in that stuff, you know, where'd you go to college? What kind of degree do you have? Where have you traveled?
A master's degree is a hell of a turn on for me. So, you know, if I would have known that, we might have made it out of Topgolf even quicker.
Okay.
Well, let me just ask the question then. Jay, would you like another date with Layla? We'll pay for it.
I would love the opportunity to reconcile myself with Layla. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and say no to that, Jay. I feel like, first of all, you kind of are a little bit of a snob. And then second of all, like, who ghosts people that like that after sleeping with them? It's just not a very, like, gentleman thing to do. Like, you could have let me down. You could have lied to me if you thought I was stupid. You could have just been like, you know what? I'm not interested in anything long term. But instead, you just kind of, like, didn't answer. Yeah. So, no, thank you.
Well, that was very polite.
There's a lot of other words I wanted to say.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you did it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.